Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Greetings, fellow adventurers. Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Romies Podcast, where we will whisk you away on a journey through the enchanting landscapes of the Pacific Northwest. I am Rory.
And I'm Alexa. Thank you for that, Rory. That was
of course. I felt like
it
should
magical.
Be done with.
Yeah. Nice flair.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Today, get ready to dive deep into our recent escapade into the picturesque haven of Port Angeles in Washington.
State.
Yes, Washington State. Yes, nestled snugly within the breathtaking embrace of the Olympic Peninsula.
Really pretty.
Yes. That's why it's a breathtaking.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's really pretty. It's not that it stinks or anything like that. It's just so beautiful, it takes your breath away.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
In a good way.
There's nice.
Yes.
That's right, folks. Port Angeles and the Olympic Peninsula. You like how I said that? Peninsula. Is a treasure trove of adventure. I feel like I should put on my voice again. Treasure trove of adventure. With so much to see and do that a single weekend barely scratches the surface.
Because of that, that's why we just want to kind of like from the get-go let you know that something that kind of folks miss, out-of-state travelers don't always understand that the distance between Seattle to Port Angeles, because when you go to visit Port Angeles, you want to fly into Seattle most likely. You can get there in other ways by ferry, and they have private
hang
jets.
Hang glider.
And, yeah, they have, right. I'm sure you could do that.
I don't know where you live.
But out-of-state travelers usually will fly into Seattle, and it is a 2.5-hour drive to get from Seattle to Port Angeles. And then there is the Olympic National Park is just extremely giant. It is
extremely
the,
giant.
It's the northwest corner of Washington, and it is just absolutely huge. And Port Angeles is situated within that Olympic Peninsula. And so folks can often underestimate how much time it might take to get from one place to another because it is just so big. So we just want to kind of remind you about that before we even dive in because Rory and I didn't get to do everything we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We got to see so much of Port Angeles and we got to enjoy a lot of it. And so today we're going to be sharing with you experiences we had in Port Angeles along with some things in Port Angeles we didn't get to do but that we want to catch next time.
Yes. So we have things to do when we return. And surely we will return because it was really so
worth
much
it.
Fun. Yeah, definitely worth it. Our first piece of advice, she already mentioned, allow for ample time to like truly be able to soak in what you're seeing and where you are. The like she said, the views are breathtaking. Even the drive up from Seattle to get there, a wonderful drive.
Yeah.
Beautiful drive. You don't feel like, oh, I'm stuck in the car. It's so nice.
Right.
Very pretty. If you like mountains and such.
And forests.
Forests that feel like you've gone back in time to these ancient places where obviously vampires and werewolves still live.
Okay,
obviously.
So full disclosure, one of the reasons I wanted to go is this was mentioned. Port Angeles is one of the cities visited in the Twilight movies and books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really was just so intrigued by what is this Port Angeles? We were living in Los Angeles at the time when the movies came out. And I was just like, Port Angeles, I want it. What is that? And so I was just kind of been so intrigued about the area. And I just was like, this is the year to go. And
this
we did.
This is the year. Yeah. And we even went in February.
Yeah.
It was
great.
But
before we dive into all our adventures, we're going to do our silly travel trivia questions that we decided to do this year. So, Rory, I want you to pick a random card from the deck. Okay, this is our world travel trivia cards that I got for Christmas. And so, Rory has drawn a random card, And Rory, we're gonna share the questions at the beginning of the episode, but folks have to wait till the very end to hear the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. So
unless you happen to say the answer out loud, mm-hmm. and then you've already heard it because you said it.
That's true.
Yeah, you have to wait
for us to say it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So here's the first question.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Which country does feta cheese originate from?
Really? They ended it with a preposition?
I know. I was just going to rephrase it. From which country does feta cheese originate?
There you go. Okay, great. That's question one. And then trivia question number two, Rory, that will be answered at the end of the episode.
Hope I don't
number
get
two.
Emails about this one. If a British woman has a hairstyle with a fringe, what would her American counterpart have?
All right. So we have these, you know, British, American differences,
like same thing, the boot and the different words to say the same thing.
What do we call the
boot? The boot and the hood, or the trunk, rather.
The trunk. Thank you.
The, the bonnet is the hood.
There you go. All right. So it's kind of like that. All right. Back to the point of the episode, Port Angeles. So we had a lot of fun in a previous episode when we featured Siskiyou and how you can enjoy it year round. Well, it's the same thing here. There is something for everyone, whether it's fall, winter, spring, or summer. Each season has a special allure for visitors in Port Angeles. So you can take crisp autumn hikes. You can enjoy invigorating winter sports. You've got the blooms in the springtime. Mm-hmm. Every season brings its own unique charm and adventure. And so you can enjoy Port Angeles year-round.
You can experience the magic of Port Angeles year-round.
But here's the thing. We went in February. We could not have been happier that we did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So one of the main reasons is because in February, you are kind of like in the off-season, right? And so we had so few crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get, like, because it's such a scenic place, I got to take so many more amazing photos and videos of nature without there being a lot of other random people that we don't know from Adam in them. Like, it is just
the town.
It feels like nature gives you its own private tour. Like, and the housing is cheaper. When we visited Oceanside, Oregon, which we also talked about in a previous episode, we'll put all those in the show notes, I learned that I love walking on the beach with my Keen hiking shoes. And there was something cool about being on the beach in wintertime, which I had not really experienced before. Because when you think beach, at least when I always thought beach, you had to be in your bathing suit. It has to be sunny. It has to be tropical. But like these forest-inspired beaches are just like super fun, even in the winter. And you can wear your hiking boots on the beach. And it just, I don't know. There's something like super great and fun about that for me.
Most people like the sand between their toes. But she likes good sturdy hiking boots
which
to keep that sand out.
But in the winter, like, it's super fun. So that's what's great about the area around Port Angeles is that you get both mountains and beaches. There's even lakes, waterfalls. You get all the things, right? So we know, beforehand we knew it was going to be cold and wet, so we packed accordingly.
Yeah. Our Finnish friends have a saying that there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Yeah. So
we challenged that. We went on a time that you wouldn't normally think to go. It was great.
As far as packing, I took advice from Brooke Schinnerman and with her packing list and who we featured in our previous episode, and I tried to pack well and light for winter weather. So I went feeling prepared and warm and able to enjoy the area. And for us, the weather actually turned out to be great. And we only had like one rainy day, more or less. And what was fun is that I kind of planned excursions based on the weather. So we dived into Port Angeles. We also saw some other amazing things around the area of Port Angeles.
So much to see.
And so, you know, so maybe we'll be sharing those in a future episode. But I just, like, looked at the forecast and then planned whether I was going to be outside, which part of the area I would be in certain days, which day we would do more, like, indoor-y type things. And
indoor-y. Good word.
Thank you. Mm. So all of that was kind of just based around the weather. And so really there was only, like, one rainy day and that was a day you stayed in and worked on your writing anyway. So That turned out really well. On our very first day, I walked into the visitor center, the Port Angeles Visitor Center. And that in itself is a
really
highlight.
Really cute historical building.
Yeah. And like the staff is so friendly and so knowledgeable. And they are one of the best tourist visitor spots in the area. And so even if you weren't going to stay in Port Angeles or you weren't going to spend all your time in Port Angeles itself, you were going to see other areas.
They can give you the lowdown.
Yes. So they're going to tell you everything Port Angeles and also around the surrounding areas. So you want to at least start at the visitor center there. That's what I did. I'm really glad I did. I learned kind of some of the best things to do, especially for the time that we were there. Because it was February, some of the trails were closed. Mm-hmm. Some of the
snow.
Yeah, like one of the things I really wanted to do, I wanted to visit. There are hot springs in the Olympic Peninsula. And I'm like, oh gosh, I really want to experience these hot springs. And so you can go to the Soul Duck Resort in Port Angeles, and it's on the Hot Springs Road. But when we were there, you could only go to a certain point and not go all the way into the hot springs. So that was one thing that we'd love to go back to maybe in a different off season, because again, going in a shoulder season, you're still going to have fewer crowds, but you know, you might have a road or two not closed off. But the great thing is, even with roads closed off here and there, or like maybe a trail or two closed, we still had so much to do and see in Port Angeles. Yeah. So like that is what is so fun, is that even in February we had plenty to do. So something that had us like, I don't know, a little excited, which was biking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not something that we normally do, but Port Angeles proudly touts itself as Washington State's funnest place to bike.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we're going to challenge that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. Again, I went to the Visitors Bureau and I said, hey, tell me about the biking. And they started telling me about the Port Angeles Waterfront Trail, which is also called by just outside Port Angeles. It's the same trail outside Port Angeles, but it's called the Olympic Discovery Trail. You can jump on that in Port Angeles. So I went to the Visitors Bureau and I said, hey, hook me up. I'm not a huge biker. Like, I mean, I can't bike hills worth a flip. I'm from the South, like Louisiana, and our hills only go down. They don't go up, only down. So I was like, what do I do? And they said, well, there's a bike rental place in town that rents e-bikes. And I was like, hook me up, baby. Never been on one, but I want to check it out. So they sent me over to Brandon, super nice guy, at Discovery Bikes. But he spells it Discover and then E-bike, e-bike. So
nice.
Discover e-bike. How clever is Brandon?
Go, Brandon.
So, yeah, Brandon Irvine.
We'll definitely include a link to that place in our show notes. Do not miss him.
Super nice guy. He hooked me up. I've got a big head, and we couldn't find any of the helmets that really fit me well. So he went to a box and opened up brand new helmets till he found one that fit my head great. It was so cool. But Brandon hooked me up.
Thank you, Brandon, for keeping my husband's head safe.
Yes, thank you for that. And thank you for a fully charged e-bike. Man, I tooled around. I took the trail far enough that I got onto the Olympic Discovery Trail. And, of course, I did the waterfront. But I went so far because I had a bike that would pedal itself. It was pretty awesome. So I took the waterfront trail. I took it all the way down to this bridge. It's like a suspension bridge that crosses over a beautiful river. I don't know. My ride was probably 45 minutes one way. So a couple hours there and back. Really, really amazing and beautiful. It's a really well done trail. Clear signs as to where to go. Most of it's paved, and so it's very comfortable riding. And of course, if you have an e-bike from Brandon there at Discovery Bikes, you got it made. You can pedal if you want, or just stop pedaling. Those things will go like 20 miles an hour.
That's great.
I was flying. Yeah.
Woo!
I was flying. I got a little bit of sprinkled on, and it was cold, so, man, I cranked that bad boy up. I got to get back. It was awesome. Really great.
So Rory did that without me because I was off having some of my own adventures. But one of the cool things that Port Angeles will be doing in May of this year, in 2024, depending on when you're listening, in May of 2024, they're going to be debuting a detailed biomap, which promises a plethora of exciting options specifically for biking. So you can do leisurely towny trails like the Top Views Trail and Old History Trail. Or you can do more like adrenaline-pumping mountain bike routes, including the infamous downhill thrill. See, downhill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. I had an e-bike, but if you like to bike with your own feet and power, there are plenty of wonderful mountain trails and stuff you can bike.
Yeah, so they're going to be featuring the downhill thrills of Dry Hill MTB Park. And so cyclists of any skill level are going to find something that's helpful for them. So you can be keeping an eye out for that.
Helpful and fun and beautiful all at the same time. So trust me on this one. If you're there in February, bring your gloves. Bring a hat to keep your ears warm. Maybe a face covering if you have one. At 20 miles an hour, it gets chilly.
Going
but it was
fast
awesome.
Like that?
I had the right clothes. I had my gloves. I was ready to go. And I kept stopping, taking my gloves off to take pictures because there were so many things I wanted to take pictures of. So my hands still got really cold. So, hey, bring your camera and your hand warmers. You'll be ready to go.
All right. Now, we're going to shift to the Marine because, like I said, we've got, like, all different types of landscapes. So even in Port Angeles, you can enjoy whale watching.
Yeah.
The Puget Sound Express offers daily whale watching boat tours from May to September. And so if you end up visiting during those times, you can have a front row seat to the whales.
Oh, and speaking of whales, part of nature's wonder, Salt Creek Recreation Area and Freshwater Bay, they provide unparalleled opportunities for tide pooling adventures. So you can picture yourself exploring their coastal ecosystems. It's a beautiful area, and I would love to get out in a boat and learn more about it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So you can discover hidden treasures everywhere you go. And we'll talk more about some of those that we found, too, on some of our hikes. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. Now, another thing that we want to catch on the next go-round are the kayaking tours and rentals with Elevate Outdoors. Because they give a whole new perspective of the Salish Sea and the beauty of the lake of Lake Crescent.
Yeah,
so we
man.
Drove around Lake Crescent. Y'all, it's gorgeous.
I want to get a kayak out in that lake.
Yeah, for sure. But they also have some stand-up paddleboard tours. And so that, since I love supping stand-up paddleboarding, that's like a must-do.
Is that what they call it? I thought supping was eating.
S-U-P. It's capitalized. So stand-up
paddleboard. Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we went to Lake Crescent, just this little side note, one thing that we wish that we would like to do or that we want to do next time, Rory fell especially in love with the Lake Crescent Lodge.
Oh, man, yeah.
And so that is also in Port Angeles on Lake Crescent Road, and it was just, we went near the lodge and by the lodge. We just didn't stay in the lodge.
I got out and looked around,
but
and I so wanted
that
to stay
is
there.
On Rory's bucket list.
Well, and check this out. The lake, okay. You're thinking, oh, it's a lake, big deal. It's a lake that is over 624 feet deep. I mean, talking Loch Ness Monster
it
and
is,
stuff. How cool is that?
Which hopefully we will do in a future episode this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, the mystery
just,
of that.
We'll see.
Oh, getting out in the kayak.
Teaser. The lake is so crystal clear.
Yeah, oh,
we walked
my gosh.
Out on a pier.
Yeah. You could see 10 feet,
oh,
12 feet, 15 feet, all the way to the bottom. It was amazing.
And then it's just surrounded by mountain.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. And trails that you can walk or hike
yes.
or ride.
Yes. There is so much to do even just around that. So
yeah, and you mentioned earlier the crown jewel, obviously, of the region, Olympic National Park. As a matter of fact, the other day we were, I forget where I was traveling, and they said, oh, have you ever been to Olympic National Park? And I was like, yeah, we just went there. It was awesome, because I mentioned something about Washington
You're
State.
You're like all cool and official
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, and so we started having this wonderful conversation about the park. It is so cool. Man, as outdoor getaways go, it's like this paradise. I love history, and I felt like I was stepping back in time 1,000 or more years. really, because the forests are so virgin and pristine. And Port Angeles offers access to all this stuff.
Right.
The hiking, the winter sports, and year-round. So if you're thinking that you want to check out the Olympic Peninsula, Port Angeles is the place to stay. And the views all over Port Angeles. You drive up through the neighborhoods, and it's this beautiful view of the ocean and the bay. It's just really, really nice.
Now, Rory mentioned winter sports. So One of the things that we could have done but ended up not doing because we didn't come fully prepared to, like, go skiing.
No.
And things like that. But from Port Angeles, you can get up to the Hurricane Ridge. Mm. If you go in the Port Angeles Visitor Center, they have a live webcam, and you can see how snowy it is or, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I looked at it. It was cool.
Yeah, so, like, whatever is going on. And because of, like, the day that I went into the Visitor Center to check it out, and because we were, like, you're going to go to Hurricane Ridge for your snowshoeing, skiing, things like that. And so we decided we wanted to do more hiking, so we did not end up, Rory drove by Hurricane Ridge. Like, you went to the little entrance of it, but yeah, we didn't do that. Yeah. But you can also go with the Olympic Hiking Company, and they can take you up there. And we'll include a link to them in our show notes so you can know how you can get up to the Hurricane Ridge and have fun winter sport activities, even in February, obviously.
Yeah, and again, for us, that's another thing we have to check off next time we're there.
So one of the things that I really, because we did want to hike more, the first thing I did is, it's also near where Rory went biking, and I found the Madison Creek Falls Waterfall.
Braggart.
Very first day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm probably going to create a tea flavor based on those falls.
Are you going to use the water from the falls?
Oh, that would be cool, but it's dry, loose leaf tea.
Oh, okay, so, yeah, that wouldn't work out so
right.
Well.
Right, so it's going to be a tea inspired by
the
fall.
Iced tea for sure, if you did.
Yeah. But Port Angeles hosts the Elwha River entrance to the Olympic National Park, and that's where Rory biked near on that bridge that he was talking about.
Yep.
But you can take an easy walk and hike to the Madison Falls. And so even if you are having a busy day, they're not far off of the trail. So you're able to just, like, squeeze in to go see, like, you can do this short hike, get to the falls, get back in your car and go do 50 other things
if you
want.
Yeah, it doesn't have to take up your whole day at all.
But it can. You can take your time and soak in the gorgeous scenery. Mm-hmm. Like, I grabbed so many photos and videos just on the walk to the falls. It was such interesting foliage, just breathtaking things. So it was super fun.
Yeah, and you have your options. I biked over towards it. She drove over towards it and then hiked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can get there so many different ways, whatever your preference is for your mode of transportation, if you want to exercise or if you don't want to exercise, you know, or to limit it.
Exactly. And I believe that trail is also wheelchair accessible. So they have some great guides too that will share which ones are friendly, you know, wheelchair accessible and things like that. So you can explore. So now, Rory, speaking of, like, chilling, mm-hmm, and, you know, unwinding a little bit, and Port Angeles does have a great downtown area. You can take your time and enjoy each of the shops.
Yeah, which I did.
And the dining and all of that. And so a lot of it overlooks the waterfront, which is really, really fun.
Well, the whole
fun
downtown area.
So a little tip, too, is there is a ferry at Port Angeles, and you can catch that ferry and go to Canada.
You can do it with your car or without your car.
Yes, it's cheaper to go on foot. And when you get to the British Columbia, it's not really the, but just when you get to British Columbia, you can go on foot. You can take a bus. I was told that I did not need to take my car because I could do enough on foot and by bus. Rory went biking, and I hopped over to Canada. And it was,
because I forgot my passport.
Oh, he had it in the
but
room.
I'm so glad I did, because I got to spend the entire day in Port Angeles all by myself.
So was the highlight Port Angeles, or was the highlight being by yourself?
Well, what I meant to say was I had a wonderful day in Port Angeles.
There you go.
Wonderful day.
And so while you were in Port Angeles, Rory, you got to do, like, you had a culinary adventure that day, pretty much.
Culinary, let's say. Culinary sounds a little bit different. But yeah, I had a wonderful uh-huh culinary day. I did.
You dropped me off at the ferry.
Yeah. Yep. And I was
hungry.
No, I'm a Southern boy, and I knew there was no chance I was going to find the breakfast I wanted, because I wanted 2 fried eggs, hash browns, crisp fried bacon, biscuits and milk gravy with sausage in the milk gravy, and some grits. Now, what are the chances?
All Southern breakfast.
In Washington State. That's about it. That's as far north as you can go before, you know, in the lower
48. Yeah, we went to the end of the world, by the way, so yeah.
Yeah, and I'm from, you know, down south, and so I thought there's no chance. So I was walking around and that morning after I dropped her off, and I saw a guy working. He was cleaning up the park or something. And I said, "Hey, man, do you know if there's anywhere around here I can catch a good breakfast?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, man." Told me a few places. And he said, "Oh, I know where you should go," because I told him what I was in the mood for. He said, "You should go to Trailers." And I was like, "Trailers? Okay."
And that's spelled T-R-A-Y.
Yeah, because I was thinking trailer, so it's going to be in a trailer park. Well, they probably have what I want, you know? I mean, but anyway, so it wasn't in a trailer park. It was Trailer's Restaurant, and it's right there in Port Angeles.
In the downtown area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, it's like 5 minutes out by car.
Oh, okay. All right.
I drove down there. It is like a throwback 50s diner kind of vibe, something that we would eat at in Los Angeles, but I didn't expect to find it there. And I was like, well, good luck to me finding what I want. I opened up the menu, and they had two fried eggs, one of their meals, two fried eggs, crispy bacon, hash browns, biscuits, and milk gravy with sausage in the gravy.
That was pretty much everything you wanted.
They didn't have grits, but, you know, Southern boy can't have everything all the time. So that was amazing, and I thought, yeah, but it's going to taste like it got cooked up north. You know what I mean?
Right,
there's not going to be any seasoning or salt or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, go to Trailers and get that breakfast I had. Seriously, it was so good there. They seasoned their milk gravy so well. I was floored. I probably gave her a $600 tip, and not really, but I should have. It was so really good. So Trailers, yeah, that's where I had breakfast.
Nice.
I highly recommend it. I'm hungry now, if you can't tell. I'm hungry, and I wish I could go eat at Trailers right now. I really do. I'd have the same thing.
You just have my cooking instead.
Yeah,
poor guy.
Not quite Trailers.
That's why you have to travel, so we can go to fun places.
Man.
So what, you had lunch out too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right.
And I went to this place because I went by the Visitors Bureau again.
Okay.
Super nice people. And again, it's this really cool... it looks like it used to be a post office way back in the day. I don't know if it was, but it's got that brick vibe from the early 1900s. And behind it sits the wharf area. It's like a whole thing of shops built right there next to where you catch the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
So
right
cool.
on the water.
Yeah, so cool. So anyway, I went and I asked them, and they told me the story of these guys across the street who own a restaurant called Moby Duck. And he said, these guys are just fishermen, and they decided they like fishing so much they would open a restaurant so then they could just fish all the time.
Right? I mean, hey.
Restaurant. So I was like, okay.
We became touring musicians because we love to travel all the time.
Yeah,
we love music and we love people. We love to travel all the time.
I was like, well, I got to check it out. So I went over and checked out the Moby Duck. It was great. I had fish and chips. It's a really cute place inside. They had a big old menu, too. I was just there for lunch, wanted to try a little something, and I wanted to interview the owners. But what's cool is, you can, on the TV, they're playing these guys' fishing adventures while you eat. It's like a television show. It's really done, really well done. So I got to watch their excursions all around the bay and through the Port Angeles area and all up and down the Olympic Peninsula. It was really, really cool. So that's Moby Duck.
Then when I got back home to Port Angeles from the ferry, Roy came and met me at the ferry.
Yes, I did.
And then we had dinner at the Cocopelli.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Cocopelli. Yeah, sure. We'll call it that.
Great.
Cocopelli. Cocopelli. And I'd been looking forward to that.
It's the Cocopelli Grill.
Yeah, Cocopelli Grill. As a matter of fact, we wanted to eat there so badly, we made reservations to make sure we could get seats. So that's a recommendation. Even if you're there in the shoulder season, make a reservation.
Yeah, because actually... I mentioned earlier there were very few crowds, but at this place,
people like to eat.
We weren't able to get in the first night we wanted to go because the crowd was so big and it was such a popular place to eat. So we were able to go the next night. So we made a reservation for the next night and got in.
Yep.
Do you remember what I got? A wonderful salad.
Come on, we're sitting on the ocean. She gets a salad. You know what I got? I got the Cocopelli combo. I'm going to get everything they give me. It had large scallops, shrimp, sautéed shrimp,
Roy's
and a
not
white
the vegetarian.
Wine garlic sauce. It had grilled salmon, crab cakes, which were really good. A really interesting seasoning. I wasn't expecting it. I've only had crab cakes on the East Coast, but these guys will give you a run for their money. Really good. The crab cakes were wonderful.
Run for their money or run for your money?
They'll give the East Coast a run for their money on the crab cakes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't know they were in the West. So we had the crab cakes. They were topped with a saffron cinnamon aioli. Really good stuff. So Cocopelli, I can recommend their seafood. I don't know about their salads.
Of course, the salad was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I mean, but why would you eat salad when you're on the ocean? Unless there was seaweed in it. A seaweed salad might be appropriate.
Yeah, I didn't have seaweed in my salad. Okay. I'm kind of glad about that.
No, I do like a good seaweed salad.
One of the places, restaurants that Port Angeles boasts, but we didn't go there, is Bella Italia.
Yeah.
So that is the Italian restaurant inspired for the Twilight book. Mm-hmm. And you can even go in there and order. They have a little kind of special thing. You can order what Bella ate in the movie.
See, do you get the name Bella Italia?
Yeah, but they didn't name it after her.
I'm just saying.
But they didn't name
it
after her.
You can remember it that way.
That's how you can remember it. Yes. You can go in and order the ravioli that Bella had in
ravioli.
The movie. So super cute. Mm. And then also, the Twilight saga was not filmed in Port Angeles. In the movie and the books, Bella goes to Port Angeles,
yep,
and she goes to visit a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And so they don't actually film it in Port Angeles.
Well, they missed out by not filming it in Port Angeles.
But they were still, like, they still inspired the book. And so Rory went to the bookstores.
I did.
There were two in the town, so he visited those.
I visited the Odyssey Bookshop and Port Book and News. Now, here's the cool thing about them. They're bookshops you want to go in. There's something about a bookstore anyway, right?
Right.
But these are like used and new books and small town, awesome bookstores on steroids kind of things. You just like to go in and look around for the ambience and check it out. So that was really cool, the Odyssey Bookshop. And I wanted to go in these places anyway because we'd been listening to the audiobook of
Twilight.
Yeah.
Because I had only seen the movies. I hadn't read the books.
Yeah.
But the books were inspired, you know, by the area and all of that. And so,
and again,
super
these bookshops
fun.
Were like right there on the ocean. The whole town is. So yeah. It's just what a cool place to hang out, right?
So those bookstores were downtown. And then also when you want a little treat, you can find those in Port Angeles. So like the Silver Lining Cafe has super cute ambience. They have a lot of coffee and homemade pastries. You can just grab some of that and watch ferries as they pass by. And then we also visited...
She means the boat, not like the little flying things.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt they live in those forests.
The F-E-R-R-Y.
Those ancient forests.
Wow, we do listen to a lot of sci-fi books. Okay.
Yeah, F-A-E-R-I.
Not those.
Not those, yeah.
Right. Okay. We did go to, in the wharf area that Rory mentioned earlier, we visited Welly's.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Port Angeles Wharf.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we've never had New Zealand-style ice cream, but you can get New Zealand-style ice cream in Port Angeles, Washington. It's made to order.
I just look at the pictures, and I'm so...
The pictures
upset.
That you took while we were there? Yes.
I'm looking at them now. I'm a bit distracted.
He's holding his phone.
I'm holding my phone, looking at the pictures of when we were in Welly's ice cream. And like she said, it's a New Zealand-style ice cream. And I was like, what does that mean? Like a gelato? Uh-uh. So they have this machine that they stick fruit in. I think it's just like
it's berries.
Berries.
Specifically berries.
Oh, my gosh. And it spits out this ice cream.
So it mixes the berries with the cream live right there in the shop.
And you know what it tastes like? Berries with cream. Listen, if you've ever had like blackberry cobbler with fresh cream on it or some kind of berries with fresh cream, it was amazing. I couldn't get over how good it was.
And he wouldn't stop talking about it.
Not even kidding you. Yeah.
I mean, they did have a vegan option too that I tasted. So I was so full from dinner. So, like, normally I would rush to get a sweet thing, but my stomach was so full, so I just did a quick taste of their vegan option. So that was fun, too, that they have lots of those options, but go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Rory got a full cone. He made room in his belly.
I made room in my belly, yeah. I was your sweet thing.
For Welly.
I went ahead and got ice cream for myself. You've got to go to Welly's. And I asked her, which one should I try? She said, whatever it was, the something berry. Maybe it was like a mixed berry or something. Whatever
blackberry.
It was. She was like, no, it wasn't blackberry. But she said, this is the one that gets ordered most popular. And I said, do you like it? She said, yes. I said, well, I'll try that one. Yeah, I'll say it again. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. I'm kind of upset that I don't know where another one is that I could go and have it.
You just have to go there.
Yeah.
Or New Zealand.
Okay.
You can pick.
Yeah.
You can go to New Zealand.
I'll do that. And by the way, the machine apparently came from New Zealand.
Well, yeah.
Their owner is from New Zealand, and that's why they have this. They brought that to the U.S. with them. We're always talking about bringing your travels home.
That's what she did.
Bam.
Bing. So, if when you need, speaking of treats and stuff like that, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you might need your coffee or tea or whatever. So, mm-hmm. you can get that at Silver Lining. You can also, what we didn't catch, but maybe next time, we could catch the Great Northern Coffee Bar.
Mm-hmm.
We hear they have the best breakfast burritos in town.
Oh,
so,
I like a good breakfast burrito.
So, you know, if Rory's not craving his Southern breakfast, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, to get that one day and then the next day get your mm-hmm. breakfast mm-hmm. burritos from the Great Northern Coffee
bit.
Bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what else? I also like a good crepe.
Well, come on.
Mm-hmm. La Belle Creperie. They're waiting for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I didn't get to go, so next time I'm going to go.
And then there's also the New Day Eatery, and they have not only good coffee, but also juice options.
Which
so
we like.
Really
to, it's great when we travel to go get fresh juices
yes.
and stuff.
It's super important as you're traveling, like, to stay healthy, right? And be able to enjoy being well. So you can enjoy your travels because you don't feel awful.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So, all right. So we have talked a big gamut of, like, nature, food, downtown, all of that.
Biking.
We still have
so much more to cover. And when I was walking around that day,
mm-hmm.
I saw some really cool things.
Yes.
So I got to spend the whole day in Port Angeles, as you know, while she ferried away to another land.
And then we spent little other bits of time during our week there, you
yeah.
know,
so
in Port Angeles.
Again, I went to the guys at the Visitors Bureau, and they said, and I was like, hey, give me some suggestions. The art walk. So all around downtown Port Angeles, they've got murals and metal art. Like
sculpture.
Sculptures, thank
yes.
you. Metal sculptures, yes. Metal sculptures and murals, and it's an entire walk you can take. And it's really cool. Again, I've got pictures that I was looking at of these murals.
We'll be posting all of these on social. So
yeah.
make
so,
sure you tune in across the span of the month. So don't just look at our page one time. You have to go every day.
Yeah. So the cool thing is you're not just seeing, I mean, it's a great downtown to walk around and explore. So many cool stores to go in. There were these two stores that I really enjoyed also. They had everything from antiques to just things that came from, it may be some things that were used in the early days of logging in the area and stuff. From that to some antique side table or something or other. It was just really cool, really fun places to walk through. I love history, and it was like walking through history in both those places. Very eclectic and collective things to check out. There was a dress shop on the corner that I imagined that's probably where Bella went to go get her prom dress.
There you go.
Yeah, because she had to go to Port Angeles to get hers.
She had to go to Port Angeles.
Yep, and as I was walking, I also discovered, ready for this, Harbor Art. It's a little store full of art from local artists. And they had everything from painting. I met the lady who was there, Jody Riverstone, I believe was her name. And she's one of the local artists and have lots of wonderful art there for you to check out. It's really cool when you travel to see what the local artists are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to have money to buy local art like that.
That would
right?
be fun,
yeah,
because
it's just so cool.
And bring it home.
Yeah, and one of the first things I noticed when I walked in there was the ceramics. Some really, really cool. We have this thing that we do where we love mugs, and especially ceramic mugs, so we take pictures of them and imagine that we bought them.
Yes.
Because if we bought every mug like that, we wouldn't have room for a house.
And we fear they probably would break en
yeah.
route anyway,
yeah.
so we started buying mugs in our hearts.
Because of our travel, but I think you should buy one.
Yeah, you should buy
one. You may not
one.
Travel like we do, and
you
could keep a mug alive.
You musical equipment that you
yeah,
have to
you could keep a mug
haul.
Alive. So yeah, I went into Harbor Art, and I asked Jody, okay, you got to tell me about this ceramic stuff, because it's really cool. And it's a girl named Cindy Elstrom, and she makes all the stuff, and it was just
she makes the
beautiful,
ceramics and textiles
yeah.
there.
But uh-huh. this art shop had all kinds of things in it, so that was a really cool stop, Harbor Art. Really friendly. Jody was awesome to talk to. Every store I went in, they were great. And so many wonderful stores to see. And at the same time, you're walking around seeing the murals
mm-hmm.
and all the art, the sculptures. Really cool.
Yeah, there's a mural trail, in fact. And
mm-hmm.
You can catch over 60, 70, you know, sculptures and murals. As you walk around. So yeah. You can get that at the visitor center. And
so make
you
sure you walk the town.
Catch those, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also the Elwha Clallam Museum at the Carnegie.
Yeah, check this out. So this is one cool thing. Beautiful old building. I drove by and I was like, wow, that's such a cool building. It looks like early 1900s, whatever. You know, again, that architecture that I think is so cool, the American architecture that I think is so cool. And I found out that it was the last library built by the Carnegie funding in the U.S. So how about that? These guys got the very last one. So that's why it was so cool. It was a Carnegie Library. Well, now it is the museum at the Carnegie. I think it's the Elwha Clallam Tribe.
Clallam
Tribe now has displays in there, and it's their museum. So it'd be really worth checking out. It wasn't open. I would have loved to have gone in.
It wasn't open the day you were there.
Yeah, it wasn't open the day I was there. It sits right next to their courthouse. What do you call that? The thing in the center.
Oh, City Hall?
Yes, their City Hall, which is also really cool looking.
Nice.
So yeah, I saw those in my car, but I turned around and came back so I could get a better look and take pictures. That's when I found out it wasn't open that day. But how cool is that? It's an actual Carnegie building.
And Rory, one of the things that I really want to go back and see, I did not even know about this until after we had gone, but there is the Webster's Woods Outdoor Sculpture Park. So you go into the woods. And you can see different sculptures that were created inside the woods. You can kind of hike/walk and enjoy art inside woods.
That would be cool.
I know.
Because those
I can't
woods,
wait to see that.
Those woods are like works of art themselves, the forest there, because like I said, they are so ancient feeling, and I'm sure because they probably are ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Really beautiful. Oh, and one of the reasons is because there are rainforests on the Olympic Peninsula in the park. It's not like a tropical rainforest, but they are actual rainforests. We don't have many in the U.S., but there are those there. Does that make sense? They have them, and it's so cool to walk through them, green, lush. It's almost like walking through a Jurassic Park movie set.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
so
cool.
Or the Twilight
cool.
movie set.
Yeah, or the Twilight movie set, yeah. So, but yeah, absolutely stunning. And then getting to see the art and sculptures in that setting would be really cool.
Yeah. The only closest thing I can think of, we did an episode about Lancaster, California, and I was able to visit a park that had sculptures in the woods. And so I'm assuming that it's like that, but a forest version and not a desert version, but like cooler.
That's what I thought of when you said it.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay.
Oh,
so
I'll see that.
That was so cool. So, okay. Now another thing that we missed that I really want to catch is the Port Angeles Underground Heritage Tour.
On the Underground Heritage Tour, you can discover the amazing story of the city's history on a guided tour through the buildings, the historic buildings, and the underground. Here's the cool thing. Port Angeles was raised an entire story. Like you've got one, two-story houses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They decided to raise the town an entire story.
How do you even do that?
In 1914. Yeah, it was an amazing feat of engineering. So you get to see and hear about all of that. It's a 2.5-hour tour. It's guided walking. Again, you get to walk through the great city, but you get to learn the underground stories about the city. I mean, how cool is that? They raised the whole town an entire story.
That's really, really
cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Pretty cool? Really cool. That was pretty cool and really cool. That's pretty cool.
See, we're coming up with all these cool words
today.
Exceptionally cool. So as we reflect on our whirlwind adventure, it's so cool that with everything we've told you today, we still have more to see.
Way more.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just want to invite you to have your own experiences in Port Angeles. We hope we've inspired you to come visit this vibrant corner of the world. And whatever the season, but ideally, y'all, if you can go in those shoulder seasons, I'm telling you, you're going to have nature to yourself and you're going to be able to enjoy it more fully. You're going to grab way better pictures and video than you would otherwise.
And you get all the experience of Port Angeles and the entire peninsula, but it's all private tour, only for you.
It's what it feels like,
yeah,
for sure.
Really cool. Really
so
cool.
It's just a magical time to explore. And so go ahead and start planning your trip there. Again, you might fly into Seattle and then take it from there. So we rented a car, so that's what we recommend that you do as well. So you can hop around and see all the things.
All right, so I'm going to get us back to our trivia. How about that?
All right. All right. We're wrapping up.
The first question, from which country does feta cheese originate? I'm going to correct their grammar.
That's very
from which country does feta cheese originate? Anyone?
Anyone?
That's right. Greece.
All
well
right.
Well done.
Those of you who got it right, congratulations.
Now, how about this one? You Brits will probably know this one, but I would have no clue. If a British woman has a hairstyle with a fringe, what would her American counterpart have?
Anyone? What's the answer?
Wrong.
Oh.
Bangs. Yeah, well, you got one right. One out of two. That's not bad.
Okay.
So if a British woman has a fringe, an American woman would have
bangs.
So why can't men have a fringe or bangs? I mean, I have bangs, right? So
no,
would they say I have
don't.
A fringe? I don't?
No.
Oh, it's different?
Yeah.
Oh. What if I had a mullet? Would I have bangs then?
Then that would be a bad hair day on you for sure.
Well, on anybody, in my opinion. Just say, except Sheila E. didn't look bad, but that's a long time ago. Anyway. Okay. Okay. Those are our trivia answers. Now, I just want to say, we're wrapping up, but you have to go visit www.visitportangeles.com, their website, visitportangeles.com for all things Port Angeles. They got a checklist for you. There's links you can go through, look at pictures. We'll have all this in our show notes, so you got to check out our show notes.
Yeah, we'll also, in the show notes, we'll also include links to some of the previous episodes that we've mentioned on this episode, and also links to some of the cool places we experienced in Port Angeles. So those show notes will help you and then also take you to visitportangeles.com.
On your next trip.
Visitportangeles.com. We can't wait to hear about your adventures in Port Angeles.
Yeah, so until next time, happy exploring. I felt like our friend Adrian when I said that. Exploring. I channeled a little of our friend Adrian. He's British. Thank you, Adrian, for that. So happy exploring, everyone.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We are also on X. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies. That's
TheRoamies.
And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.